A vessel is expected in the country within the next 24 hours with regard to the damaged gas pipeline. The vessel, which is on its way from Gabon, is capable of detecting and fixing the damage on the gas pipeline. The Volta River Authority made this known when the Public Utility and Regulatory Commission met utility providers to ascertain the impact of the shutting down of the gas pipeline. Linda Guji was there for Radio Ghana.
The meeting brought together officials from the VRA, ECG, GRIDCO, ASOGLI, and the Ghana Water Company Limited. One of the common concerns raised by all the utility providers was the negative effects of the shutting down of the gas pipeline. Some of the effects include high cost of production, since they had to resort to the expensive use of light crude oil to power the thermal plant, and the damage the switching from gas to light crude oil is having on their plants. According to the director in charge of planning at the VRA, Kofi Ellis, the vessel from Gabon is expected to detect and fix the damage. He also called for the need to look at a third option, which is to ensure constant gas supply in the country.
Reliable supply of natural gas, because that is the cheapest way that we can produce power and give to Ghanaians as a whole. VRA on its part is also considering what we call liquefied natural gas option, where we'll be able to bring in liquefied gas and regas it into natural gas as a third line of action in addition to the Nigeria and Ghana gas supply situation. We are not there yet. We are studying the situation to a point where if it becomes critical that situations like these should occur, then immediately, instead of running these machines on expensive light crude oil, we can immediately bring what we call liquefied gas and then gas it into natural gas and use it to run our thermal plant.
The director of customer services at the ECG, Dr. Smati Yeboah, disclosed that the situation has brought to a power deficit of 150 to 100 megawatts. On the issue of load shedding, he was not sure of how long it is going to take.
We had already published a load shedding exercise. That is what we are still using, because there hasn't been too much certainty for how long are we going to do it. Once we get that, then we can come up with a credible load shedding program. The disruption really is during the day, but with the deficit as it is now, it cannot be avoided, so we have to do that. So once we know the certainty properly, it's communicated to us by GRIDCO, then we can quickly sit down and then come up with a credible program daily.
The PURC has, however, promised to provide all the necessary support to all the utility providers to the West Africa gas pipeline problem.
Linda Goji reporting.